In a world where burnout is epidemic and productivity reigns supreme, Wonder offers a revolutionary antidote. This isn't just pleasant diversion, it's an essential reset that transforms our creative capacity, resilience, and relationships. Wonder dissolves our habitual filters so we can see what's real, true, and beautiful again. Think of those moments when you've been stopped in your tracks by a harvest moon or a child's eloquent observation. That's wonder working its magic. Our culture conditions us to favor the worried mind, treating wonder as childish or unproductive. Yet visionaries from Einstein to Picasso maintained their capacity for wonder throughout their lives, giving them a surprising advantage in manifesting great work. Most of us begin each morning with two competing mindsets: the excited summer camper eager for new experiences, and the anxious piglet fretting about the day's challenges. The goal isn't to live perpetually in wonder, but to increase our wonder ratio throughout the day. While we all visit the neighborhood of worry, where our minds play the top hits from station WRRY, we don't have to dwell there. Wonder puts us in a receptive state unlike other emotions. It doesn't compel us to react or flee, but allows us to receive without manipulation. Like Frederick the Field Mouse, who stores up poetry while others gather nuts, wonder may seem unproductive, but ultimately nourishes us through dark times. Wonder functions like a multifaceted gem, each aspect amplifying the others. Openness, the first facet, is the wide-eyed wonder adults can reclaim, the ability to perceive situations anew while suspending biases and remaining receptive to possibilities. Curiosity, the second facet, is the proactive, playful mindset that emerges from wonder. This rebel facet questions established methods and drives action. Studies show curiosity triggers dopamine release, making discovery as thrilling as falling in love. Bewilderment, the third facet, emerges during profound transitions when we feel both exhilarated and lost. This disorientation can either paralyze us or reawaken our young genius. As cognitive neuroscientist Kelly Bulkley notes, wonder dramatically alters our identity and leads to self-transforming knowledge. Hope emerges during difficulties, offering glimpses of possibility amid darkness. More than optimism, it's action-oriented vision building fortitude. People with high hope pursue specific goals, view obstacles as challenges, and connect actions to outcomes. Connection dissolves biases and reveals others' true beauty. Wonder thrives in relationships, bringing adaptive advantages. Martha Nussbaum argues that wonder fuels compassion by suspending judgment and opening us to others' differences. Admiration is experiencing surprising love for others' excellence that inspires self-improvement. Unlike connection's mutual exchange, admiration focuses outward. While those prone to admiration may experience envy, benign envy can motivate personal growth rather than competition. Wonder naturally diminishes with age as our brains prune synapses, society prioritizes productivity, and life experiences turn us into realists. Yet this capacity for wonder remains accessible. The key is reconnecting with our young genius while maintaining adult wisdom. Research shows that adults instructed to think like 7-year-olds shift from listing obligations to describing desire-driven activities like eating ice cream or playing with friends. This young genius represents our innate gifts, similar to what ancient Greeks called one's daimon, a unique force of character visible in childhood moments when we felt most authentically ourselves. As Baudelaire noted, true genius combines childlike openness with adult capabilities. Artists like Matisse exemplified this by maintaining their original naivete while creating innovative work that transcended conventions. Christian Fracassi, a civil engineer with polymer expertise, demonstrated curiosity's life-saving potential when he and his partner used 3D printing to create emergency respirator valves for a hospital during the 2020 pandemic. Despite no medical device experience, they responded to urgent need with innovative problem solving. Throughout history, curiosity has been portrayed as dangerous, from Adam and Eve to Pandora, because it inherently challenges authority and convention. Great innovators, from Darwin to Martin Luther King Jr., all faced resistance for questioning established norms. Yale and Stanford research reveals that following diverse curiosities leads to greater satisfaction than rigidly pursuing a single passion. This approach cultivates what psychologist Carol Dweck calls a growth mindset, where fulfillment comes through learning. Oliver Sacks exemplified this when, as a boy, he encountered the periodic table at London Science Museum, experiencing profound wonder at seeing the elemental building blocks of the universe. Bewilderment can either paralyze us or awaken our creativity in new ways. Tracy Fullerton exemplifies this at age 37, when the dot-com crash destroyed her successful digital business. Rather than rushing to the next venture or suppressing her emotions, she paused to reflect on her purpose. Tony Robbins celebrates those who acknowledge their confusion in his seminars, seeing uncertainty as essential for growth. This aligns with research showing that surprise enhances learning, particularly in infants who learn better from unexpected experiences. Fertile confusion means resisting quick fixes and familiar patterns long enough for genuine transformation. Fullerton embodied this when conceptualizing Walden as a video game. Despite industry skepticism and no initial funding, she gathered a team to explore Thoreau's work deeply. After 5 years, they secured their first grant, ultimately creating a contemplative game that merged stunning visuals with profound insights. Wonder creates profound connections when words fall short. Davis shares watching a murmuration of starlings with his daughter, where hundreds of birds moved like an animated Van Gogh painting. This shared experience brought them closer, unlike his usual teaching moments. With loneliness affecting 40% of Americans, twice the rate from 20 years ago, and declining empathy among students, our connection crisis is urgent. The shift to online platforms has disrupted our basic needs for eye contact, touch, and real-time interaction. Rather than embracing the isolating DIY, do-it-yourself mindset, DIT, do-it-together, offers a more effective approach through collaboration. Three essential packs support creative work. Support packs, complementary skills. Nourish packs, emotional confidants, and wild packs, peers pursuing parallel dreams. Like love, wonder requires mature dedication rather than just fleeting passion. True devotion sees challenges as opportunities for growth rather than obstacles to flee from. Your dream's potential can be stifled by detractors who feel threatened by your audacity or think they're protecting you. Counter these voices with the Miles Davis shrug, responding to critics with a confident "so what," as Miles did with his revolutionary album Kinda Blue. Creating a dedicated space for wonder, even a small one, helps contain insights and embrace uncertainty. Annie Dillard wrote her Pulitzer Prize winner in a simple shed, while research shows nature exposure significantly boosts creativity, with three-day hikes increasing creative scores by 50%. In times of constant change, wonder acts as both an antidote to panic and a catalyst for innovation. If work is indeed love made manifest, as Khalil Gibran suggests, wonder must be central to our work. A solitary dream remains just that, but shared dreams become reality.